Bill Hoffenberg, but working closely with Professor John Malins and Michael Fitzgerald. So the three of us formed a diabetes team, and of course learnt an enormous amount from these. And in the course of the 20 years or so, the number of trainees that came through, again, was very impressive, and a lot of those have gone on to be well-established figures in the diabetes world. Since retirement, been working part-time with diabetic clinics and medical ophthalmology.
So can we now backtrack to school? What made you want to be a doctor?
It's an almost impossible question, isn't it? I think it is a combination of circumstances. The examples from medics, yes. The examples from others. But I think it's the stimulation of the learning about yourself, about the human physiology, the human anatomy, the human diseases, and then applying it. I mean, for wanting to do good. But it's equally the stimulus of knowing more about human beings.
When you were at Cambridge, did you learn much about diabetes?
Not a lot, no. The biochemistry course at Cambridge was rather anti-medics. They considered themselves pure scientists and didn't want to be contaminated by clinical staff. So they used to limit the number of people going on to the Part 2 biochemistry course. And I was lucky, I think it was one of four out of 24, which were allowed to be medics. But yes, you do learn the basic carbohydrate metabolism and all the basic biochemistry, which biochemistry is so fundamental to medicine. So I'm very lucky. Now, I know diabetes is one end of the spectrum, but it doesn't matter where you are in medicine. Biochemistry is fundamental. You have to know how things work. And while I was there, F.G. Young was the professor, famous for his pituitary work, and we were taught by Nick Hales, Professor Randall, Vic Perry, and the double Nobel Prize winner Fred Sanger.